If I go down some of these credits, and we'll be here for 2 days if I do them all. Let's see. Of course, he's the writer for the great Richard Pryor, the Saturday Night Live. Also, he wrote for Red Fox and Sanford and Son, Good Times, Which Way Is Up, Bustin' Loose, Hollywood Shuffle. He played Sam Cooke in the Buddy Holly story. He also wrote for Foxes in Living Color, created the character Homie the Clown. Okay, let's move on over to Chappelle's Show. I told you we'd be here for 2 days.
The godfather of comedy, Paul Mooney, hanging out with the students. He's been here before, so he knows how it goes down. He's performing at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Listen, Mooney, it's always an honor to see you, man. We appreciate you stopping by.
You going to tell them what time and where to get the tickets?
Yeah, we'll get to that. We got time.
Oh, you sure?
So this is, of course, the godfather of comedy, for sure, Paul Mooney.
Well, so this is going to be a historic event.
Hey, y'all, my name is Chucky Jenkins, and we're on the red carpet at the Paul Mooney Godfather of Comedy taping.
Godfather of Comedy, man, I mean, that's the man behind a lot of the geniuses. Come on, why not go and study, you know, one of the greats, man?
They got the kings of comedy, but we need it, man. We about to watch the Godfather.
Paul Mooney, man, he's definitely the greatest. He's a legend in comedy. He's a legend, I mean, and I just came down to show my support.
Definitely a blessing and a pleasure to be here and be a part of this event, man. Paul Mooney is big. I love having him on the radio show, and I support him 110%.
So tell us what brought you out to the Paul Mooney show, man.
Well, you know, I've always been a fan of Paul Mooney. I think he's hilarious.
We were driving by and we saw, hey, Paul Mooney's going to be here. We said, we're going to have a little date tonight.
I'm honored to be here to see this brother do his thing and throw it out. He's a master, and I just love him.
Show your love. Give it up for the godfather of comedy, Paul
Mooney. Yours. Give it. Is it? Is you a big man? You. Yeah. Because you're the only one got a head big enough to wear it like mine. No, I'm just giving that to you so you keep that. That'll be worth something. I'm serious. Because I didn't been there. I didn't seen them all die. That'll be worth something. Hold on to it. I want to get right to it because white folks, y'all have went crazy. Do you believe the things that white people are coming out of white people's mouth? It's like this exorcism, like they're possessed. Saying wild shit. Is it Beck? What's the white man's name at the White House? He doesn't want us to have Martin Luther King. You don't own Martin Luther King. Did you hear? We didn't own Abraham Lincoln. We know you didn't own him because he was black. We owned him. We know our own people. That's why they put him on that penny. They didn't think it was worth a goddamn. The Indians said it best. You cannot hide your blood from your people. Don't want us to have nothing. We don't try to take nothing. White folks, we don't try to take nothing of yours. Why do they try to take our stuff? We don't try to take nothing. We didn't try to take Elvis. We didn't try to take Joan of Arc. We didn't try to take Helen of Troy. We don't mess with they shit. We do not fuck with they shit. Do we fuck with they shit? Come on, be real. We don't try to take they shit. They always trying to take our shit and recycle it and say it's theirs. American Idol is so English. It's so brilliant, American Idol. American Idol is the Apollo with white judges. Keep this shit real. but always trying to take our stuff. Ain't that a trip? We just loved us some Tina Turner, remember? They took her. Remember Lionel Richie? We loved him. They took him. They take our shit. You know, I ain't bullshitting. If I'm lying, correct me. They took James Brown. Oh, they gave him back. They took OJ. They gave him back. Anything we like, they take. Remember the Cookie Man? They took them goddamn cookies. Remember Essence? White folks own it. See? The Apollo, white folks own it. BET, almost black television, white folks own it. All we got left is Jet. And I'm worried about them. They take us, white folks, I'm just being open with you. Don't look crazy. I'm being open. I'm the best black friend you can have. I'm telling you the goddamn truth. Stop taking our shit. Can't we have something? They don't want us to have a headache. Take these aspirin. You can't have no goddamn headache. I'm just bringing it real. I'm putting it on the table. And how come white folks, you got to explain this to me. How come what's on us is ugly, but when it's on you, it's cute? Look at your black, look at this black woman, beautiful, big, full, yours too, full black lips. Look, full on you, yo, you bangy bitch. On the white lady, ethnic, the look, full, sexy. Ain't that deep? Look at your black skin, beautiful black skin, on you, oh black thing. On the white lady, your tan is gorgeous. Your cornrows, on you, you little pickaninny. On Bo Derek, a 10. Ain't this shit some shit? Y'all ain't making it up. Ugly on us and cute on them. Your big full, your bangy butt, your big African ass, old big old you bangy bitch. White girl, sexy, full. That a bitch? What have we been killed on the freeway and white folks come by? I'll take those lips. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame. We've got to fight back. We've got to fight back. We've got to stick with our shit. We've got to stick with our beauty. They can't tell us what's pretty. We know what pretty is. Everybody then went crazy. They taken all our folks to jail. They taken them all to jail. And I say to you black people that been in jail or going to jail, don't be shamed. Don't be shamed. That's where they took Jesus. They took him straight to jail. That's where they took Martin Luther King. They took him straight to jail. Malcolm X, they took him. You got good company. You get in jail, be proud. Me and Jesus. Taking everything from us. I'm telling y'all black folks, we got to get back. We got to pray because they're taking everything. You know prayer is strong. We got to pray. Got to pray because they're taking shit. It was this little skinny white girl with big lips. She lived with Brad Pitt. Angelina. Salt. That bitch is getting ready to play Salt and Pepper. I can't make it up. They have just picked her to play Cleopatra. She is the third white woman. First it was Claudette Colbert, then it was Elizabeth Taylor, and now it's her. The third white woman. White folks, y'all be shaming yourself telling that lie. Cleopatra was black. She was black as Cicely. She was black as Cicely Tyson. She was black. Cleopatra V. She was black. Egyptian. That's in Africa. That's not some small village in Sweden. Her daddy was Nubian. And you keep telling that Greek lie. Oh, she was half Greek. That's a lie. She married a Greek for power. She killed him. She never even fucked him. She was a bad black bitch. Bad and arrogant. Her daddy was Nubian and proud. She only screwed two men, Caesar and Mark Antony. If she'd have screwed anybody else, we would have known it because they'd have been talking about it. She was black. Oh, that old black bitch fucked him. You know how they talk. She went to Egypt, her entrance into Rome, that gold, all that shit. Them white folks are still talking about it today. She wore them out, and she was arrogant. Caesar, she had children by Caesar. She seduced him and Mark Antony. Caesar tried to give her a gift, and she wouldn't accept it. Now, when a bitch won't accept a gift, that's a bad bitch. She said, a gift? What could you possibly give me? I am the queen of Egypt that Egypt has not already given me. Now, that's some bad shit. You can't give her a gift? God damn. But they want a white woman to play her. But I got one better than that. I'm getting ready to drive y'all crazy. I got one better than that. Who's this white woman? They say she's the greatest actress ever to set on an American stage. Meryl somebody. What's her name? Meryl Streep. Guess who she getting ready to play? Harriet Tubman. I can't wait for the reviews. I can't wait. The white reviews. She was absolutely brilliant. The makeup was phenomenal. Some of my best friends are black. I felt as if she was my best friend. When she freed the first slaves, I got naked in the theater. See, you laughing because you know I'm bullshitting you, but that Hollywood's so goddamn crazy, it might be true. I saw an old rerun of Bonanza. Horse ordered a male on a bride. A male on a bride, Chinese, of course. And when she got there, guess who she was? Marlo Thomas. I can't make up no shit like that. And what's that little big lip white actress got big lips? She was in some movie that I hated because the movie was so offensive. The Blind Side. Oh, I was so offended by that movie. I went there. I thought it was a Stevie Wonder story. It pissed me off. I used to hate her. Then I started liking her when I found out she hid that little black baby. She had a black baby. She hid it from the white world. And then she hid it from her husband. When a white woman can hide a black baby from her husband, that's a hiding bitch. I said, when they get ready to repossess my Cadillac, I'm going to let that bitch hide it. They won't find it. Because she can hide some shit. That's a sneaky white bitch. Sandra, what you doing with that extra piece of chicken? Nothing. Nothing. Sandra, you can't eat those 12 watermelons. Guess who she getting ready to play? Guess who she getting ready to play? That black woman that invented the hot comb. What's her name? Madam Walker. and our little black baby gonna co-star. Here's the comb, mama. Mama, here the comb. It's hot, baby. It's hot. Blow on it. I'm telling you, these white folks didn't went crazy. My generation, and I see you, it's a bunch of you. You know, we go way back. It's a bunch of us. Our generation back in the day, we could have been signed with Motown. We were some singing folks, wasn't we? Ooh, we love to sing. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around, turn me around. Keep on walking, keep on talking. You remember, come on, y'all. Talking about freedom now. Motown. We shall overcome. We shall, oh, we were some singing and passive. You slap us, we turn the other cheek. You put your dogs on us and we were scared. And we were scared to go to jail. And we were scared to die. But we could sing. And white folks loved us because we sang. And said anything to us. We sang. And anybody that loved us, they hate it. That's why they hate Obama so much, because we got Kunta Kinte up in that motherfucker. We don't have Toby, and that's the problem. What goes around comes around. I love it. I love every minute of it. I love my black president. I love him. I love my black president. I love my black president that can walk like a pimp. I love my black president that can play basketball. I love my black president that can GQ his ass off. I like my black president can wear them sunglasses, got that black wife with that bicky of bangy black ass, and them pretty ass black kids. I love my black president. He's perfect for America. Perfect. He got them big white man ears. He looks like Malcolm X. He talks like Martin Luther King. Oprah loves him, and he shits apple pie. I love him. I don't know where you guys were when he won, but I was in Harlem. That's where I live with the white folks. And we went crazy. We ran up down them streets all night. Obama beat your mama. Obama beat your mama. Obama beat your mama. I went stone crazy. I went to the first public bus and I told them white folks, get in the back where you fucking belong. Obama is president! I went to the first soul food restaurant because I knew the price of chicken was going way down. I said, give me 100 wings for 10 cents, bitch. Obama is president! You better give my black president, my black president can do no wrong with me. He been in there a year. He been Aunt Jemima and goddamn Uncle Ben. Cleaning up this shit. This bullshit. He should bring the troops home. Bush should bring them home. He sent them. Just blaming him for every goddamn thing, every move. God, he got class. He got dignity. He's smart. I couldn't, I'm serious. If I was in that White House, the way they talk about him, if that was me, I'd walk out on that lawn at the White House early one morning. I'd pull my pants out, I'd take an old-fashioned country shit. I'd shit right on the lawn. Put this on YouTube. But all the news, the president took a dump this morning. The dog went crazy. Hillary can say, I'm a woman, I'm running for president. That whore in Alaska can say, I'm running for vice president. Obama can't say he's black, because if he does, it starts trouble. His blackness will get him in trouble if he says it, by association. He can't go and talk to Farrakhan or go to... Bush can talk to whoever he want to talk. His whiteness protects him. He's still the President Bush. He's still got that white skin. He's got that color. He's got the complexion for the protection for the collection. Look at that little actress, the little crazy drug addict, little white girl with the big lips. They let her out. What's her name? Lindsay. Let her out. The jails are overcrowded. Look at this young black girl. Your little black ass wouldn't be getting out. Oh, we're overcrowded. Oh, really? Tie that black bitch to a tree. She ain't going nowhere. Ain't no room. Make some room. The storage place is $19.99 a month. Lock that bitch in one of them rooms. Oh, they're filled up. Bring her to my house. I got a double garage. I got one car in there. Nickname that bitch Cadillac. Put her in there. You ain't going nowhere. Ain't no room. Fire the cook. Then make the bitch cook. She gonna work. She ain't going nowhere. Black bitch gonna cook. She ain't gonna do nothing. She gonna be right here. Trying to let the drug addict, the lying ass drug addict. Oh, somebody stole my passport. You lying bitch. If she'd have told the truth, I snorted my passport. Then I'd have believed it. Make more sense. She went to school with my daughter. She went to school with my daughter, Lindsay. Did you know she was an honor student? Did you know that? Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. If that had been Lil' Kim, she'd have went straight to jail the first goddamn day. Lil' Kim lied. Perjury. What did white people say? What did the judge say? Don't lie to us, black bitch. You're going to jail. That was the message. Black bitch, don't lie to us. 2 years. What's the man in the OJ trial? What, Mark Furman. He was a policeman. He perjurized. He should have got 5 years. What did he get? A book deal. And fame. That skin. Complexion for the protection for the collection. I've known OJ since he was 18. I knew OJ when he had his black wife. I knew when the little black child drowned. All that. I met Nicole when she was 18. Cute, hair down the ass, fine, but a drug addict and a hoe. Keep it real. And OJ was taking care of all of them, okay? That shit was about drugs and sex. That's what that was fucking about, okay? That's for real. That's what it was about. A bunch of folks went to jail, and a bunch of folks got killed that night they didn't tell you about. Trust me. And Mark Furman, this is just my opinion. Mark Furman was fucking her. I'm sure of it. Drug addict hoe, okay? And what's the little white boy that got there by a mistake with supposed to have brought glasses? Still talk about his family wants to sue and... Goldman, Ron, yeah. Brought no goddamn glasses. Probably brought some goddamn... It was about drugs. And you know she made him suck that pussy. You know that. And when they got up there in heaven, they was up in heaven, both of them. You know what she told him. You know. I told you this juice would kill you. Mean, but funny. And you black people, stop getting this Chris Brown bullshit twisted. And this is not a joke. Stop getting it twisted. That girl beat the shit out that boy. She damn near killed him. He's lucky to be alive. Them girls from the islands, they're cute, but they're violent and they're jealous. Beat the shit out that boy. She almost killed him. That's why that boy bit her. He was scared. You bite when you're scared. Mike Tyson, scared. He bit. Somebody whooping your ass, you'll bite. That's what you do when you're scared. Bite this motherfucker. You bite when you're scared. You don't beat no woman's ass. That's after kill. Beat her up and then, now I'm going to bite you. No. You bite when you're getting your ass whipped. That's when you bite. When you're scared. The girl damn near killed that boy. Lucky to be alive. He's lucky to be here. He's lucky she didn't use that umbrella. You know that bitch got an umbrella. He'd be singing with Stevie Wonder now. She'd have put his eyes out. She tried to kill him. She called her girlfriend up. She called Naomi up. She called her. Get over here, Naomi. Ring your cell phone. We're whooping some ass tonight. Hurry up. It's a party. Hurry up, baby. Naomi said, I'm busy. I can't come. I'm busy. I'm whooping the sofa's ass. I can't come. She said, I'm busy. I can't come. I'm busy shining up my blood diamond. She damn near killed him. Listen to her new song. Listen to her lyrics. Listen to it. She tells on herself, I had everything till I had to beat your ass. Listen to his lyric. He tells. He tells. The boy got brain damage. Listen to him. He thinks he's a transformer. And she's slick, she's shrewd. And the white folks love them little island girls. They're light-skinned, cute. And they have that Eartha Kitt shit going. They have an accent. You don't know that. I have no idea. They love them. But they some shrewd bitches. She got a big, big forehead. You see the forehead. And she was forehead beating him. She just, it don't leave scars. Ha! Ha! It's a damn shame. Y'all black folks, stop getting it confused. That girl got in the ring with Muhammad Ali's daughter. She beat her ass. Now, let's talk about the embarrassment. The embarrassment. Tiger Woods. Embarrassing. He has embarrassed every black man on the planet. He has no game, no pimp game, no street game, no black man game. He is such a little punk. That's a crybaby. Man up, man up. Such a little white boy. You sucking my only one in you. Get the fuck up out of here with that bullshit. Cabo collision. He know what he is now. Them Asians hurry up and gave him back to us. His daddy must be turning over in his grave. His daddy was black. His daddy married a black woman before he met that Filipino woman. Tiger Woods got black brothers and sisters, don't even talk about. Keep this shit real. Man up. You see the press conference? Family and friends. And he's the only black thing standing there. Embarrassing. A little punk. He sound like that old singer, that old I'm sorry, Brenda Lee. Sound like that old bit. So sorry. I apologize because I didn't know. Little sissy. All them white women that he fucked, they should get some dildos and fuck him. He's a little punk. Man up. Kissing that ass. You see him kissing that white man's ass? At the press conference. Just kiss. Boy, you got billions and trillions of dollars. You have to kiss nobody's ass. You got money. Man up. Man the fuck up. Give me $1 billion and press conference me tomorrow morning. Yeah. Them white women suck my dick, and you can suck my dick too. Fuck you. End of press conference. Them white folks have shut that shit down like rats ran in the room. Thing wrong he did was screwing all them white women. He left them alive. All that money, he could get off on murder. He could get off. A dream team. A dream team. I can hear the dream team now. If the rubber don't fit, you must have quit. Now they got him in a sex rehabilitation hospital. What the fuck does that mean? They're gonna cure him? Well, they better get rid of them white nurses, cause he'll fuck them. If they want to cure him, they better hire some black nurses. Better hire some black nurses. Because he says he only fucks black women the month of February and Juneteenth. Well, he married Becky. He married Becky. Becky, nanny, model, / hoe. The bitch was a hoe. Hoes like hoes. That's why he got busted. You can't trick a hoe. A hoe can't trick another hoe. Bring your bitch ass home, hoe. I know what you up to. Bring your ass home. He pissed Becky off. Becky is getting $750 million, okay? More money than ever, ever. If your black ass would have been married to Elvis and asked for that kind of money, then white folks would have arrested you. Arrest that bitch. Put her and her kids in jail. The bitch is trying to steal from Elvis. Give the bitch $7.50. Get that bitch out of here. Food stamps and the bus pass. Give it to him. Bitch ain't getting no $750 million. Is this bitch on drugs? Becky's getting $750 million. And if he brings in them whores around, the kids that ain't married to one of them, Becky says she can find him $10 million. I can't make this up. She getting palimony, alimony, she getting all that shit, and she finding him. Becky, you don't want to piss Becky off. Because that boy, let's keep this shit real. Let's not be scared. He got a Becky ass whooping. That white woman whooped his ass. He's running around there hitting them white balls on the golf club. That bitch said, give me that club. I'm getting ready to hit some black balls. She, you know all that shit happened that night. She beat his ass. That white woman beat the black out that boy. That's why he ran in that tree. All was left was the Asian. Michael Jackson just had a goddamn birthday, okay? Michael Jackson, and you guys get it out of your head. Look, you tell a lie enough, it becomes the truth. And these white folks was lying on Michael. Michael was not no goddamn pedophile. That's a goddamn lie, but no fucking pedophile. All that shit was about money. That first boy admitted his parents made him tell that lie. He wasn't no pedophile. Now, he was X-Files. Every time I saw him, I went, Scully, Scully! Made that boy take his pants off and look at his penis and all that bullshit. That's what killed that boy. That's what started it. Disgracing that boy like that. It's a damn shame. That was the start of it. That fucking Hollywood, them bastards. I try to keep up what they say, what they do, and what they try to make... And what they try to make us fucking believe. Wait a minute, this is what I want to know, so I know I'm not going crazy. Who is this black woman that owns Popeye's Chicken? Where does she come from? All of a sudden, oh, my Popeye's Chicken. Oh, you bad on my biscuit. Oh, my icy. Oh, you gonna love my biscuit. Oh, Popeye. Where the hell does she come from? Has she been in the basement all this time? Fry, bitch, fry. Nah, she owns it. Have you seen it? Popeye, is she the Pine Sol lady's sister? Who is she? Is she Uncle Ben's daughter? Where'd she come from? Is she Aunt Jemima's niece? Where'd she come from? Is she Mrs. Buttermilk's granddaughter? Well, who is she? Popeye's chicken. Oh, my chicken. Where'd this bitch come from? And Aunt Jemima looks like Tara Banks. They have changed Aunt Jemima's image. She looks like the next top fucking model. She's got a perm. Have you seen her? She's, oh my, you wouldn't think she'd know anything about pancakes. I was on an airplane going to Europe in first class with some rich, rich white woman. Because you know when the white women get rich, they start talking for real. They some funny bitches when they get drunk. We was talking about Aunt Jemima. She said, I don't give a damn what that bitch got on. She better get in that kitchen and cook them pancakes. And what she got on, I'll buy that bitch a Gucci bag. Cook me some pancakes. Popeye's chicken. Thank you. You got to help me. I think I'll be seeing things. Now, you got to help. Guess who I saw selling furniture on television? That goddamn Magic Johnson. What is up with Magic? Selling furniture. Then I see he owns Staples, check cashing, money loan, tax, Fat Burger, the theater, those restaurants. I'm serious. God damn. He used to be the poster child for AIDS. Now he's just got his hands in all the business. What kind of AIDS did he have? Financial AIDS? I want it! I said that at a big benefit in Hollywood, and a white man on crutches hobbled up to that stage. He was pissed. He said, I'm HIV positive. I was so offended. I said, fuck you, you troublemaker. You didn't call me when you were getting AIDS. Don't call me when you got it. Everybody gonna die. You just know when. Get the fuck up out of here. I'm not being cold. Everybody in here gonna die. All of you are going to kick the bucket. You're going to die. Just wait. Death is coming. But you're into that money. You're into that illusion, the conclusion. You're that money. Worshiping that goddamn money, which it ain't about shit. Your wealth and your health is in your brain and in your health. The rich man will give you all his money for your health and your sanity. That's where your wealth is. The ones that are clapping, you know, you other fools, you actually think that money's something. It's an illusion. You will never see a Brinks truck following a hearse. You won't be seeing them. They bury people. They don't bury money. Merv Griffin had all the money. All of it. Didn't keep him here. He gone. That big titty white lady had all the money. She's gone. Christina Onassis had more money than all of them. Gone. You cannot take it with you. But you must give the Egyptians an A for effort. They tried to take that shit with them. Grandkids, my kids, they ain't like us. They ain't like us. They ain't scared to die. They ain't scared of no goddamn dogs. White folks, tell them they can't ride on the bus. Go tell them. You a bad motherfucker? Go tell them little hip hoppers, the ones that wear their pants, go tell them they can't ride on the bus. Ain't gonna be no bus. Everybody gonna walk to school. They will tear that guy, they'll shoot, kill everybody on the bus, they'll burn that motherfucker up. Ain't nobody, everybody have to walk. Ain't gonna be no goddamn bus. No singing, they don't give a damn. White folks, go tell them they can't drink in the white drinking fountain. Go tell them that. Go, you can't drink here. Then bring your ass up there to drink. Go on up. Them are some bad little motherfuckers. Don't care nothing about jail. Don't care about going to jail. That's a plus, not a minus. They don't care about no goddamn German. And bring your little German shepherds. Bring them. They got pit bulls. They'll chase you in your German shepherd. These two little young white men, you should see your faces. They're like this. You know I'm telling you the goddamn truth. You got them little black friends. You know how crazy they are. They're crazy. Get them not no goddamn German shepherds. And I'm from that old school. Them white folks love them dogs. They love them dogs. And they used to sick them German shepherds on. You remember that? They were just trying to get us. And I'm a human being. Nobody protested that. They was back there hiding, sicking. Get him. And I remember them dogs. I don't give a damn about a dog. I'll choke the shit out of a dog. I remember them dogs. I'll give a dog to a Chinese family. Give a damn about no puppy. I'll run a puppy over. Back up, make sure it's dead. Because white folks will take a baby and leave it in the garbage can in front of the fire department. Give a damn about no baby. Fuck that baby. I didn't want that baby. But not a puppy. They just did it the other day. The man hit and ran and hit people and ran. Hit them and ran. They won't hit a puppy. They know they're going to hell if they hit a puppy. They'll leave the dog. They'll leave the cat. All the money. Fuck the grandkids. They'll leave the cat millions of motherfucking dollars. And they're taking everybody to jail. They're taking everybody to jail. What's the little rapper's name? Little somebody. What's his name? Little Wayne. They took Little Wayne's ass to jail. Little Wayne locked him up. Heavy security. Trying to keep him from Big Wayne. They are just on that television. These white folks, the things that come out these white folks' mouth is too much. That brother that went crazy on the chart because they kept calling him the N-word. That boy and his little white girlfriend, she told, oh, Leroy, come home. Oh, they're just so racial. They're so racial. He got tired of that shit. Called his mama and told him he wish he could kill some more white folks. He won't be calling him that no more. He went crazy. He went postal. But the only good thing about it is just horrible. I don't want nobody killing nobody. That's horrible. But the good thing, them two or three black folks that work with him, they can do whatever they want. Come late, they can do it. Ain't going to be no problem. Go on, take your Christmas and New Year. Take all your vacations. Come. Your job is still here. Come back here when you want to. Your job is here. Why are you on the vacation? If you get killed in an accident, your job is still there. Your job is still there. Oh, my God. Brother, they are trying to pick somebody to play Elizabeth Taylor. They can forget it. Ain't nobody pretty enough. Who's pretty enough to play Elizabeth Taylor? They're going to show their bitches old movies. And then white bitches up in Hollywood with all that fake shit, they can't play Liz. Liz wasn't fake. That was a pretty-ass white woman. And big L's titties, real titties. That we never saw, just cleavage and diamonds and rubies. That bitch worked them big titties. We never saw. Now, them 100 men she'd married, they saw them big old titties. Liz is too pretty. They can't find nobody. I'm sorry, brother. They ain't nobody to come goddamn close. She's too pretty. They have to show her old movies. And she was a freak of nature because she was English. And you know the English are not attractive. starting with that ugly-ass queen. That's an ugly bitch. Oh, come on, be real. That bitch looked like sheep shit in shallow-ass water. She ugly, her mama was ugly, her daddy was ugly, her son is ugly, his new wife looked like Dane Edna. There's some ugly motherfuckers. Keep it real, ugly. If she's the queen, what the fuck does the witch look like? Ugly bitch. You get me to say that bitch is cute? Because she white, you want me to? Oh, she's, no, it's an ugly ass stank, look like a billy goat. She looked like Chelsea's mama. Oh, ooh, my ass. That's another ugly white bitch. She ugly. She's ugly by white standards. Her own race says she ugly. So don't be mad at me. She ugly. I saw the wedding bells. There's so many goddamn bells. She don't want no helicopters at the wedding. No cameras, bitch. That's what you don't want at the wedding. Oh, y'all are scared. You're scared. Oh, Massa, Paul gonna get us in trouble, Massa. That bitch is ugly. You be scared. I ain't scared. I ain't scared. Because white folks love you when you're scared. There's only two kind of black people in America today. You either running free or you running scared. How you running? And I'm not dumb. Race has nothing to do with color. I ain't stupid. Because there's a bunch of you black Anglo-Saxons. That skin is black, but that brain is white. And when I get mad at you, guess what I call you? You graham cracker motherfucker. Dr. Laura gonna make me like Mel Gibson. And you know he's crazy as cat shit. And another one that pissed me off, that goddamn prostitute over there in Alaska. That hoe ass bitch. That tramp ass bitch. Hoe. I'm from the streets. I was raised with pimps. I know a hoe when I see one. Hoe, slut, tramp. No respect. Don't have no respect for Obama. Up there talking about God and all that perpetrating little devil worshiping bitch. She don't fool me. A hoe. Talking about she can see Russia from her window. No, bitch, you can see him in your bedroom. You're fucking the motherfuckers, you tramp ass bitch. A hoe. Tramp, slut, hoe. Suck a dick, bitch, and do Playboy. She don't have no respect for my black peasant, and I don't have a goddamn respect for her poorish ass. And the apple don't fall far from the tree. The daughter's a hoe too. Another hoe. That white boy wasn't gonna marry that tramp. He just wanted the pussy. He was playing that bitch. And that old white woman ain't had none of them babies. That young girl had all them babies. That's why one of them's Illyform. Keep the shit real. Keep the shit real. I'm taking you back. You know Illyform. You know what I'm talking about. It's dark up there 9 months out the year. That's all they do is fuck up there. There ain't nothing up there but holes and vampires. I see some of your black faces. Oh, Massa, Paul gonna get us in trouble, Massa. Massa, is we sick, Massa? And this oil. I didn't know oil scared white folks. I would have spilled some oil a long time ago. always messing up shit and wants somebody to help. That white man's so good at tearing up shit, ruining shit, the atmosphere, everything, just fucks up everything. And then wants you to hold hands and sing and help it and green and save it. And the polar bear, there's only two and help. If I see a polar bear, it ain't gonna be but one, I'll kill it. Helping that white man ain't help. I didn't help you fuck this up. I ain't help you cleaning up shit. When I leave my house, I turn all the water on. Hope it ain't no water when I get back home. I drive all day up and down that freeway on bridge, just throwing shit out. Pick this up. Pick this up. All that shit you see out there at the freeway, I'm the one throwing that shit out. He wants you to hold hands and sing in green, all that old bullshit. I'm not into that shit. Fuck that. He loves to tear shit up and then sing about it, wants you to help him. Those white folks like it when it was white. That's when they're the most happy. That's when they're at their most happiest. It's when you got to study their body language. When they were running this shit back in the day. Go back to Miss America. Remember? Remember Burt Parks? Remember? White people were in white heaven. Old Bear. The body language. There she is. Miss America. Sing it, Bert. Oh, there she is. And she was blonde, blue. It was white, like Miss. Oh, they were so happy. They tickled, just tickle pink. Miss. Remember? Bert Parks. America. Sing it, Bert. Get him, Bert. Oh, there. And I told you, God always has to intervene. God got involved in that and made Miss America black 5 years straight in a row. Remember? You remember? You remember? White folks fired Bert Parks. They got mad. Get the hell, don't be gonna be no more singing. Get your ass out. We don't need you. Bert Parks got fired. It became verbal and it was mean. There she is. Oh, black thing. There she is. Officer, there she is, officer. They were not into that. But God always gets involved. Who's that Miss whoever she was, Miss USA, the little white drug addict, remember her? Oh, I loved her. Wasn't she your favorite? That was my favorite Miss whatever it was. Hun, what's your talent? My favorite. See that little white girl, the little big lip white girl? She was in Miss what? Was it Miss something? Just recently. And she lost because they asked her a question about Arizona. And she said, yeah, state should have its rights. And they voted against it. They got pissed off. She lost. And she was cute. The little foreign girl won. But that little white girl was cute. She could have won. I wish she'd let me write for her. She'd have won. All she had to say is, my Indian friend said, they hope everybody goes home. She would have won. The press would have ate it up. Brilliant. Diplomatic. But she had to be a stupid bitch. Oh, states should have their rights. States do not dominate human rights. It don't work that way. Just read history. It don't work. And I want to tell you this. I'm not dumb. I do race, and I talk about it. It has nothing to do with me. I can drop dead. It's here. It's in America. I'm reacting to my environment that I'm in. All of it is not a cleanup. I understand it, but I'm not stupid. I know that we're all in this together, black, white, fat, skinny, whatever it is, because trust me, we are either going to hang together or we're going to hang separately. But guess what, kids? We're going to hang. Because these motherfuckers up in that politics are crazy. And they don't give a damn about nobody. We should have a revolution every 4 years. We should go up in that White House and chop off heads. Oh, they'd act right then. Every 4 years we go in there and chop some heads off. Hurry, hurry, put the money back. They're coming, put the money back. Because they think they can just say and do whatever they want to, that we don't count. And look at history. No outside country attacked Russia. Russia fell what? Internally. Because of the way they were treating their people. And if this race shit is going to be our downfall, if we don't get this shit together, we're at war right now. We're at war. Those people are fishbowling us. We're at war. We're talking democracy and freedom, and they watching our every fucking move. And this racial shit, we better put it on hold. We can get back to it after the war, but we better put this shit on hold. Because I travel all over the world, all over the goddamn United States, and I remember when going to the airport and all that was fun. Now I get sick, stomach ache, cramps. I get fucked up when I got to go to the goddamn airport. And when I used to leave the country back in the day before 9/11, I leave the country, I get into another country, I wouldn't be there 5 minutes. I have an accent. Be there in France and England, I'd come back with an accent in 5 minutes. How do I do with an accent? Well, the shit has changed. Now I leave with an accent. No English. No English. Did you get your censor papers? Did you get your censor papers? It's against the law if you don't mail it back. Did you know that? What'd they ask you? What's the first thing they ask you? Any Indians in the house? These white folks are still looking for Indians. I got on the phone. I called them. I said, I thought you killed them all. Because remember when we was kids, remember? One little, two little, three. Remember, it was 10 of them motherfuckers. They ain't none now. Remember? One little, two little, three. Remember? Now you have to go. If you put down that, yeah, there are three Indians in my house, that next morning. Yes, we come for the Indians. Them motherfuckers want some Indians. And I tried to figure it out. I said, how come these white folks hate Indians so much? I figured it out. You cannot make an Indian a slave. That's why. Indians go catatonic on your ass. And they're not going to move until you open up that casino. Trump and the boys did not want those Indians to have casinos. They had propaganda. They had commercials. They did not want it. It was okay for the white folks to have them. They didn't want those Indians to have them. I don't know if they came here, but in California, New York, they were on TV every 10 minutes. I can't make this shit up. I ain't this good. The Indians. They made over $80 million this year. They're not paying taxes. I didn't vote for that. They just, white folks showed that. I said, how come they can't let the Indians make their commercial? The white man stole our land. They're not paying rent. I didn't vote for that. How about that? How about that? Indians were no joke. Indians were not punks. They rode horses bareback. That's a macho, tough, bad motherfucker. And I'm talking about they rode them 4 or 5 years. You think you bad and macho? Go ride a horse bareback right now. Do it for 15 minutes. You will be in the hospital for 2 years. All your shit will be fucked up. You'll have to get skin grafts, new balls. Go on. 15 minutes. You tough? Go ahead. Bareback. They were no joke. and the bow and arrows were no joke either. If they'd had guns, we'd all be sitting here with a peace pipe and feathers. Bow and arrows were no joke. And them white folks be on them stagecoaches, haven't seen my family in 8 months, I can't wait to get home. And don't you black people think you the first person the white man put out there to pick cotton. You weren't the first. It was a huge audition for that. They put the white folks out there. They bitched. They complained about the sun. They wanted their lawyers. They, oh, I'm not going to sing and pick cotton. You're not fucking my wife. This is bullshit. They complained and complained. They got rid of them. Chinese ran off. Mexicans kept picking oranges. No cotton, amigo, cotton. Here we come, picking them and singing. They're singing. They must like it. And God knows what he's doing. Look at the full picture. God picked us to be the slaves because we could handle it. That's why we could handle it. We're the baddest race on the planet. If the white folks would have been slaves, this shit would have ended in 20 minutes. Chains? And it's not gold? My lawyer. Get your things, Susan. We're out of here. You know, I am the very first person to say that Clinton, President Clinton, was a black person. I did it on the Apollo. I have it on film. I did. Everybody soundbited and recycled and hopped on that shit and pretended it came from them. That was me. I had a whole list of why I thought he was black. I've changed it since then. He's a pimp. He makes pimp moves. The government, everybody tried to get them Asian girls, remember? They would not give him up. He went over like a pimp. Give me my bitches. And they gave him up. And you know his M.O. It was some dick sucking on that plane. You know he told them Asian girls, let's make this a happy ending. And I love me some Madonna. I went to Vegas. I love some Madonna. That old bitch, I love Madonna. I love her because she stole that black baby from Africa. Went over there, Vogue, Vogue, Vogue. Africans were fascinated with her moves. Vogue. They looked up, her and that black baby was going. Psh. You've seen it with that black baby. It looks scared. Like it's looking for its real parents. I love Madonna because she's real. She'll change up on your ass. She was over there in England faking it for 10 years, married to that English man. Oh, yes, of course, it's England in tea time. And then reality set in. Madonna said, wait a minute, let me divorce this motherfucker. This tea ain't for me. She said, I'm going home. I want some dick. I want some big dick, thick dick. I'm going home. She got that ball player. What's his name? Yeah, she fucking him like a virgin. Get him, Madonna. It was funny up till she was fucking that brother. Y'all got real quiet. And where in the hell does these diseases come from? Now they got some new shit on TV. Where are these diseases coming from? The flu, the swine, the this, the Lyme. Where does shit come from? All of a sudden, all these goddamn diseases. Where was these diseases when we could have used them? in slavery. Master, I was a slave? I got Alzheimer's, Master, I forgot. Where was this shit when we could use it? What's that shit you just say shit? Tourette, what is it called? Yeah. Whatever that shit's called. What's it called? Tourette. Fuck you, Master, fuck you. Where's this shit when we could have used it? What's the stuff you get with your hands? What is it called? Yeah. That's I can't. I got cotton. I can't pick cotton, man. Master, I got Michael Jackson disease. You know white folks don't pick cotton. Where is this shit when we could have used it? You know the one thing, now you ain't gonna even guess why. You know the one thing about white people that really pisses me off about white folks and really insults me? Their cooking shows. These motherfuckers couldn't cook. Have you seen their shows? They cooked their ass off. But back in slavery, they act like they couldn't boil water. I can't boil water. Let Aunt Jemima do it. She's sick. We'll get Uncle Ben to do it. I just... They must have been in the bedroom making so much fun about us while we down there cooking. These motherfuckers think we can't cook. Ain't that a bitch? And they can cook their ass off all that time tricking us. Some dirty motherfuckers. Watch the shows, every fucking channel. Am I wrong? Cooking this, cooking that. I said, look at this shit. These motherfuckers can cook. Just dumb. Always trying to keep people fucking dumb. And why are they all, this racial profile, why are they all acting shocked like this is new? Shooting in the back, all this bullshit. Why is this new? When have you ever read where off-duty black cop has shot a white cop in the back?
Never.
It don't happen. That doesn't happen. But it sure happens the other way around. And who hates who? White folks are safe in our neighborhood. They can walk around at night naked. We ain't safe in theirs. Keep it real. Who hates who? We go to the neighborhood. What, do you live here? What are you? That racial profiling shit. Do you live in the area? Do you? What does where I live have to do with this red light? Here's my license, my registration, my insurance. What is all this other shit? What does it matter where I work? Where are you going? I'm driving till I run out of gas. I don't have to tell you where I'm going. We know, sir, we're just curious. If I tell you where I'm going to get in trouble. Why is that, sir? Because I'm on my way to your house, bitch. Every minority in here, you all have got stories. You know the police and what they talk and the way they've acted and the shit they've said doesn't disrespect fucking respect and the craziness. I cannot make this up. I'm not this good. I've been in the car with a car full of white folks. I'm riding shotgun. They pull us over. The police ask me for my license. I'm not even driving this motherfucker. What? And asking the white folks, are you safe? Are they safe? I could be in a car full of white folks. Help! Help! Police will come by. Shut up. You must have done something. I'm in the car, two-seater, Mercedes, Hollywood, worth, the Mercedes costs $150,000, them bad motherfuckers. My drunk, rich, white friend. And I'm glad the police pulled us over. This motherfucker's drunk. They take me to jail. I said, he's drunk. Oh, you influenced him. Come with us. And then you got to be double-jointed and in the circus to pass that driving test. That drunk thing. You don't put your leg up, touch it, go backwards, bend over, stretch over, say your ABCs in German, French, and African. And then you get out, and the drunk test, they scare you to death. walk a straight line. I ran. Don't give me no head start. And it's dark, too. They still standing there. I guess he wasn't drunk. It's hard being black. I've been black for a long time. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I could go to the emergency hospital right now and just drop dead. What happened? He was tired of being black. It's hard. Gotta go through all kind of bullshit every fucking day of your goddamn life. I'm going on an interview. I know I can't make this up. I got a shirt and tie. You know how we do commercials and whatever. We're trying to get something. And I'm dressed up, and I got my car parked, catacombed to a white woman. She dressed. This white woman sees me. I can't make this up. Turns around and runs. I chased that bitch for 15 blocks. She took her shoes off running. If she'd have been in the Olympics, she'd have won all the goddamn gold. We go in the store, we start a parade, they start talking in tongue, we pass by shit. I'm in New York, I'm coming to do somebody's show, and I at a five-star hotel, and I'm getting, it's like 7 in the morning, I'm getting on the elevator, a woman, she's about 36, Latin, she's getting off, and she says to me, "Can I help you?" I said, "Can you help me? Who in the fuck are you?" "Oh, I'm the maid on the fifth floor." I said, "Well, bitch, go make up a bed and get the fuck out my face." She was telling me I'm not where I'm supposed to be, bitch. And it doesn't have to be white people. It can be black people. I'm in first class. I'm at the goddamn airport. The black bitch gonna tell me, do you know what line you're in? I said, "Bitch, do I look like Stevie Wonder? I know what line I'm in, and you can't wait on me. Get your fucking manager. I don't like your attitude, the way you talk." Listen, when I get a goddamn first class ticket, that fucking machine, they all know everything. They know it before I get up there. They know. Ask me no goddamn silly ass questions. I get in first class, and the stewardess can come to me and say, "Can I see your first class ticket?" I said, "Yes." But I ain't pulling it out of my pocket, but I'm saying yes. "Can I see it?" I go, "Yes." She said, "Well, give it to me." I said, "I will when you ask everybody else on here to see theirs." If she came back, you did. White folks are slick with words. They'll get you. This is what they'll say to you. "When is the first time you had syphilis?" They won't ask you, "Have you ever had it?" That's a different question. I was like, I think 16, maybe not 17, maybe not 17. And a psychiatrist was talking to me, and the psychiatrist got to talking about sex and, you know, all this other stuff, right? So I thought he was playing the dozen because he said, "Well, have you ever seen your mama naked?" Now, you know you don't talk about my mama. I said, "Well, motherfucker, have you ever seen your mama's floppy-ass pussy?" I started playing the dozen with this motherfucker. I said, "Your mama's stinky motherfucking ass." When I left the office, I told the people, I said, "That's a freak up in that motherfucker." "Have you seen my mama?" You know I went off. White folks can't ask me, "You've seen me on that too." They can't ask me, "You can't ask me too much. You better stay away from me when you get to asking questions. Ask somebody else because I'm getting ready to go off." I was on some show, the talk room, some shit, and the white boy got up in my face. What do you want from me, Paul? I said, "I want your mama, bitch. That's what I want." If you don't declare war, declare it. Asking me, I was on CNN, and CNN goes all over the world. Pygmies watch CNN. White, it's about the N-word, the white woman all up in my face. "Now, Paul, when someone white says N-word, does it bother?" I said, "Don't have nothing to do with me." "No, it doesn't bother me." She got mad at it. She wanted to hear some other shit. And she kept coming. I said to myself, "I'm going to get this bitch." Well, Paula, this didn't bother you? Why? And she was close enough to kiss me. I said, why? Because I like a little salt on my cracker. I called that bitch a cracker, and she dropped the mic, and all the lights went off. It was 20 cameras and 90 lights while they were saying the N-word. The minute I called that bitch a cracker, everything shut down. Then they asked me about BET. Well, why do you own BET, Paul? What do you think? Oh, like they used to own us? Thanks, Paul. And white folks are slick. Then they said this. White folks are slick. Now, Paul, we know there's a racial problem. Now, Paul, what if you can handle it? You can control it. Now, how would you handle it? Now, it's the cleanup time. It's cooning time. I'm supposed to coon now. The coon door open. I said, how? Kill every white person on this planet. They said to end racism. That's the only way. Well, Paul, you couldn't mean that. Your mother could be white. I'd have to kill that bitch, too. Oh, Paul, can't we be friends? Yeah, when I get even. I'm going to wear the tight shoe, and you ain't no better than me. You're going to wear the tight shoe, too. Because human beings are a trip. He could be my best friend. I could go to him and say, my brother's fucking my wife. And he'll go, oh, that's the most horrible and saddest thing I've heard this year. It's horrible. But if I go to him and tell him, my brother's fucking your wife, he'll go, I'm going to kill that motherfucker. See the difference? See the difference. Race means everything in America. When you have the complexion for the protection for the collection, that white skin will protect you. That's why when I see homeless white people, I just start crying. What a waste of white skin. Everybody talks crazy when it comes to race. You black people talk real crazy. Oh, my Indian grandmother, fuck you and your Indian grandmother. Always leaving Africa out the picture. Because that's a negative to you. When it should be the positive, but it's the negative. We got to re-brainwash ourselves. We have to re-brainwash ourselves. Race. The Hawaiians, we're Samoan. Yeah, some more black people. The Filipinos, Negritos. And you black people from the islands, I don't care if you're right up here, you think that you're better than us. Because they dropped you off first. And don't let the Asians fool you. Rice didn't come from them. Rice came from Africa. We introduced rice to white folks during slavery. We threw the rice at the Asians. They were terrified. Don't touch it. Pick it up with sticks. The rest is history. Well, race is a trip. Mexicans were thinking they was white folks. They'd forgotten about the Alamo. The burrito can stay. You have to go, motherfucker. Vámonos, ándale, pronto. Oh, race is deep. All my Puerto Rican friends. I'm Spanish. Oh, a tall Mexican. No, I mean I'm Spanish. I thought that was a language. What am I speaking? Couldn't I talk crazy? I'm English. Really, I am. I speak it. I rest my case. Everybody gets it twisted. If you take an African zebra to Canada, it does not make it a Canadian zebra. It makes it an African zebra living in Canada. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Salsa is an African love dance. It's not up for discussion. It's what the fuck it is. Keep it real. Keep it fucking real. Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Cubans ain't nothing but black folks that can swim. Africans, I can't stand Africans. I don't like Africans. Because they have attitude. They have attitude towards us, and they act like they're mad at us. You got it twisted. We are mad at you. We waited, and nobody came for us, you punk motherfuckers. Any other race would have declared war on America and asked for their people back. Africans wrote us off like a bad check. And then they gonna show up 400 years later with a briefcase full of watches. I don't need no goddamn watch. I know what time it is! What was NBC or CBS and them white shows, networks? They had it on there about kids and race, and everybody went into shock. Just recycling and copying that black woman and young black girl that did, you know, the doll test. Our little black kids, they're brainwashed. We got work to do, black folks. They think black is evil and ugly and bad. I saw that shit. They just asked the wrong questions. I wish I could have been there. Where's the little serial killer doll? The white one. Where's the little doll that tell lies? The white one. Where's the little doll that steals all the money? The white one. They've told me to get the hell out the room. You leave. We don't have enough white dolls. Get out of here. Where's the little rich doll that does drugs and go to jail? The white one. Where's the little doll that fucks the president? The white one. The children, listen to them. They're trying to talk to us. Listen to the children. They're speaking. The children are speaking. They're speaking. The children are speaking. A six-year-old girl walked into her mother's bedroom. Mama was giving daddy head like Linda Lovelace. She was with her seven-year-old friend. She went into shock. She said, would you believe that bitch beat my ass for sucking my thumb? The children, listen to them. A 12-year-old girl sat down and write a letter with her mother to God. She wanted a bicycle. Said, dear God, I want a motherfucking bike. The mother was in shock. Are you a gang member? What do you learn to talk like that? We're Catholic, we're Christians. You go to Mass, you confess, and you come back. The little girl went to Mass, she confessed. You've been up in there. She saw those statues of Jesus and Mary. She stole them both. She went home. She sat down and wrote a letter to God. Dear God, I got your son, his mama, and I want my motherfucking bike. The children, listen to them. A 12-year-old boy walks into his daddy's bedroom. Daddy's giving mama, pumping a, not missing a beat, tan it up. Little boy's in shock. It's his mother. Daddy looks over his son. He don't care. He just laughs. Keep stroking. No miss. And winks. Ha! 12 weeks later, he goes to the little boy's bedroom. Little boy got grandma spread eagle. Tan it up. Daddy's like you, in shock. Little boy looks at his daddy. Said, ain't so funny when it's your mama, huh? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We'll be right back. Bob.
It's incredible. Paul Mooney, he's classic.
Enlightening. Absolutely enlightening.
Paul Mooney is the best, man. He keeps it real. That's what I like about the brother. He keeps it real, and he's a legend.
Paul, what I've loved about you so much is that you really are just an incredible political satirist.
Let's end talking about our president.
Bush?
Barack Obama.
They killed him the same night he won.
What do you mean?
Is that a fake Barack Obama out there?
That,
it's an asteroid.
Hit the music,
Rod.
Hit the music.
That's a robot. You haven't seen them white folks movies?
The government's on their way right now.
The show is off the chain. Paul Moon is a legend.
My stomach hurts from laughter. I'm tired. He wore us out.
We're clowning in the backstage area of the legendary Paul Mooney.
That's right.
Legendary writer, also a legendary comedian himself. He had a lot of funny stuff. I know he had the one about if black people could fly, they all look like crows.
Yeah, we love Paul Mooney.
Yes,
we love Paul Mooney.